Welcome to Beauty and the Brain with your hosts, Dr. Chris Crowley and nurse practitioner Jerry Drinkard. Get ready to dive into the latest in revolutionary treatments, cutting-edge devices, and wellness secrets. Whether you're a consumer or provider, we're here to empower you at the forefront of beauty and aesthetics.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jerry Drinkard, and welcome to Beauty and the Brain, the podcast where we talk about all things aesthetic, and I'm here with my co-host.
What happened to this jingle you're supposed to do to open this up? You're supposed to do a little song. We're going to mix it up. Do a little jingle for us.
Give me a second. I'll do it at the end.
Okay.
I'll close this with a jingle.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Beauty and the Brain, where we talk about all things aesthetic. I'm your co-host, Dr. Chris Crowley.
You didn't like my introduction?
No,
I thought I introduced us. I thought I already did that part.
Okay, start over.
I even almost said I'm Dr. Chris Crowley because I've heard it so many times.
You're tired hearing it. So today we're going to be doing a little bit different podcast. So we're going to talk about just kind of a few life updates for us, what's going on with us at the clinic, upcoming fun travel things, conferences that we're going to be at for education that we'll be teaching at. And we're also going to talk about some exciting newer therapies that have been out for a few years now, but really are catching on a little bit more popular, exosomes. And so we're going to talk about exosomes. I have even a webinar coming up on, what was it called? Beauty and
what was it?
I don't recall it.
I told him it was tonight, but it really wasn't. So
what's going on with you? What's going on in life?
Skin and Tonic. We do have some exciting things at Skin and Tonic. Our esthetician for several years, Lindsay, she is taking another path in her life, so she's no longer with us. But we have a brand new esthetician that we're super excited about, and so I think she's going to be a great addition to the staff. She really fits in with us. She comes with a ton of experience. She's a master when it comes to the Zio line of products, which is what both of us really believe in, use personally. She came from Dr. Hinghold, which is has a great reputation here in Pensacola. So I think we're real fortunate to have her join our staff.
We're really happy to have her join us. You want to spill the tea on what happened with our other esthetician that we hired? Silence. How do you guys like that look? You have to go look at the YouTube to see his expression. He didn't expect me to ask that question.
No.
So we had another esthetician we hired too, and the other one didn't work out. Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
She didn't. It just wasn't the right fit for us or for her at this point in her life. So for somebody that saw the advertisements on that, it was pretty short-lived. And so Julie is staying with us for the time being. She's doing a great job, and we are happy to have her.
We're happy that Madison has decided that she's doing a completely different thing. She's wanting to do more lashes and things that we don't offer at Skin and Tonic. So she, kind of like Lindsay, chose a different path, and we're all good with that. Everybody supports everyone.
Mm-hmm. And she has, she's done a great job when we travel watching Chloe. Her and her mom love Chloe. What else going on? I know that you've been busy with kind of a remodel project.
Yes, so one of my very favorite neighbors passed away, and so we were fortunate enough to be able to buy a small farm that's next to us, and it has been quite the undertaking. Every time we pull one board off, we find a million different things that have gone awry, but we are getting close, and so we'll have a short-term furnished finder's apartment for travel nurses, travel professionals in the area that want a quaint country side landscape, great place to relax and kick back, really cool little apartment. And then we also have a cottage on the property that we'll start renovations on. So
we really loved Miss Rose Winchester. So this was her property, and Jerry loved her from the beginning, loved her spicy attitude. She was quite the character for any of you that knew her. We didn't hit it off so great. So I remember when
took
me a minute to warm up. And so we had just bought this property, and she owned all of this property at one point. And when we purchased the property, I decided I wanted a koi pond, and was going to put it right in the front. And Miss Rose came down I mean, we had just started the project and immediately told me, I think it was the first or second time I had met her.
First time that she pulled, I'll never forget her pulling up the driveway in that white truck. Said only a damn fool would put a pond out here to feed all the wildlife.
Yeah, and she told me how crazy it was. It was the dumbest idea she ever heard, like did not bite her tongue. And I thought, who is this lady coming here and telling me what to do with my property? And so we did put the koi pond in, and it also was a short-lived project. Maybe it was there 6 months, maybe 9 months. And go out the front door, and there's a huge water moccasin there. And, of course, I'm like, nope, we're not bringing snakes this close to the house.
Birds eating fish we paid a lot of money for.
Yeah, it was a disaster. So Rose was 100%
right.
Rose
was right.
Yeah, and she got to say I told you so a million times after that. And Jerry and her, I don't even know what all havoc they created when I was working at the hospital in my early years. Jerry was in school, but I would come home, and him and Rose always had a project of some sort going on. And so, it was super sad when she passed, but the property does have a lot of special meaning to us, and Jerry's done a great deal, put a lot of work into really kind of, I don't know if Rose would like all the work you've done, but
she'll let me know if she doesn't.
Yeah, that's when you tear off those boards and find those million things, that's her like saying, yeah, what are you doing here? But it's been a lot of fun, so that's a project going on with you. For me, I've been traveling a bunch, much as usual, doing lots of
professional stuff for you.
Yeah, lots of education stuff, teaching a lot. Got to do a big conference in Vegas. It was really exciting. I've been traveling some with Galderma, of course, always traveling and doing a lot with Empire. I have some exciting things with Empire coming up. So in just a few weeks, we'll be traveling to Colombia, Medellin, Colombia. And I'm going to be going with Dr. Stephen Cosentino and his wife, Lorena, the vice president and founders of Empire. And we're going to be heading down there and doing a talk on exosomes, which we're going to talk about today some more.
Tell us a little about exosomes. I think it's something that's real hot right now that's been around for a while, but just gaining popularity in the States. It's been popular in other areas of the world. So tell us about it.
Yeah, so exosomes, they're really kind of interesting. So they're these nanovesicle particles that really can turn on or off all sorts of different kind of growth factors. So really, you know, people think about them like PRP or something like where we're going to be harvesting our own blood and using the growth factors from that. And so these are some sort of signaling particles that are going to turn on things to stimulate growth. And ideally, in the aesthetic world, what we're trying to do is get these nanovesicle signaling proteins that will actually go in and signal rejuvenation. And so that's the whole key there, is to signal rejuvenation, get anti-aging benefits, increase collagen production, elastin production, smoother skin, etc., without signaling or turning on anything bad. And so that's the real trick. If we're turning things on and off, could we signal cells that are abnormal? Could we signal cancer cells to develop more rapidly? And so with the exosomes and they're using aesthetics specifically, companies are finding different ways to get these signaling particles, turn cells on or off in a particular manner for rejuvenation only. That's the ideal exosome. But in order to do that, there's a lot of complex steps in that process. So obviously, if we're doing our own PRP, we're able to draw blood, spin it down with a special FDA-approved system and harvest out those growth factors and then reinject them. And so when we're using it with an FDA-approved system with a, you know, that patient there's really no infectious risk with that because it's from that individual patient. Now, just as I say that, I know that there's been a big surge in the headlines recently about HIV coming from some of these procedures, but I just want to point out that that was from an unlicensed spa with an unlicensed provider. So I don't even want to say medical
provider.
That's been
several years that
well, it happened
right?
5 years ago, and the place has been shut down since then, but they just finished some of the investigation into that where they have genetic sequencing, where they can actually prove that this was the same strain of HIV that was transmitted and where it was transmitted from. But that is not from the procedure itself. It was from their lack of adherence to standards medical practice. So this is not from these procedures. It just didn't create this out of the blue. And so as I say that, if we're using FDA-approved systems for collection of PRP and not cross-contaminating or using equipment, then that is not going to happen. It's not possible to happen. With exosomes, it's a little bit different because now we're doing something where we're saying, okay, if I'm going to draw your PRP and try to stimulate growth factors, there's a lot of things that may make that stronger or weaker. So we don't think older patients have as many growth factors available. Maybe their condition prior to harvesting of that was not optimal. And so they're not going to get as much result as somebody who is younger, healthier, has a better lifestyle. And so there's been a lot of different methods that we looked at. Do you harvest these from young patients? Do you get donated tissue? How can you optimize these? Kind of concurrently with all that, exosome science has evolved. And we know that there's a lot of different ways that we can get these exosomes. So the three main types of exosomes that are available right now are human-derived, plant-derived, and synthetic. And so each of them kind of have some pros and cons associated with them, as with anything else. And, you know, so as you seek out exosome therapy, or if your provider is thinking about bringing it into your practice, you have some tough decisions to make because you're going to have to look at these different factors and really say, does this fit my practice model? Does this meet the needs of my patients? And, you know, which ones are giving me the best results? And a few years back, you only had a couple of choices. Now there are a lot of exosome companies out there.
Is the use of human-derived exosomes legal in the state?
It is, but these products are all for topical use only. And so one of the things, if people research this, you can see that internationally, exosomes are being infused in IVs, they're being injected, they're being used in a lot of different manners, but there's none of that approved in the U.S. right now. So the only thing approved in the U.S. right now is topical use only. Yes, there are some concerns. The human-derived ones come from tested donors. They're processed in a way that really minimizes any chance of kind of infectious risk. But there is debate in the exosome community, and you'll hear different companies and different vendors will really kind of like cast doubt on other companies and their processing and acquisition methods. So one of the big advantages that some of the companies out there right now will tell you that they're trying to do these synthetically derived ones is that there's no infectious risk with it. And so they're not using human derived tissue. It's easier shipping and handling. So they're not as temperature sensitive, and they can guarantee you the amount that's in the bottle that they're sending you. The plant derived ones, again, there's only basically a handful of those that we can show have benefits in humans, and there's similar structure that will actually mimic what we have in our bodies to stimulate regeneration. And so those are typically also minimal or no infectious risk and little downside to using them. Little downside to are not really complex for shipping and handling. And then you get into human-derived, and the human-derived ones are a little bit more complex. So they can be derived, and some of the ones are from umbilical cord tissue. So there's different ways to get these human-derived exosomes, but the handling of these can be a little bit complex. So some of them have to be stored at really low temperatures, similar to some of the very temperature-sensitive vaccines. Some of them can be shipped in more just refrigerated conditions and stored in that, but they're heat-sensitive, so you can't leave them out at room temperature. Some of them can be shipped at room temperature, but when you mix them, have to be refrigerated. So there are some different complexities there. And so you got to think about how are you going to get this to your clinic? What does that supply chain look like? And if it's not handled properly and you're not getting the results you want, is it because the product had somehow not been handled right before it got to you? And so now the exosomes don't work as well. We're using them clinically. So that's a kind of a explanation of the different types you can get. But clinically, for anybody listening out there, we could use this pretty much anywhere that we want to stimulate regeneration. So we can use it in the face, really to stimulate collagen production, get smoother skin, brighter glow. We can use it in the scalp to promote hair growth. We can use it in the vagina or penis for sexual health issues. So really anywhere that we're looking at growth factors, we could use this therapy. But being that it's only approved for topical use in the U.S., we have to think of how we're going to apply it topically. So a lot of medical practices are doing procedures such as microneedling first, or they're doing something like a plexar shower where we're using plasma energy to open up these channels. And then we're applying this on topically after that and hope that they'll get to the spot that they need to stimulate those fibroblasts to grow collagen or the hair follicles to grow hair.
So it sounds like you've got a lot to talk about in Colombia.
I got 2 hours to talk in Colombia. and to do demonstrations.
So can you inject in Colombia?
I cannot. I'm not licensed there, but there will be a physician there, and we got to figure out which exosomes they're going to be using. So I still don't have all that detail. We're working with the medical school there that's going to be hosting this event, and they're going to provide those providers. And so I'll meet with them beforehand. We're using a product that's obviously approved for use there, and I'll be doing more of the education piece of that, and they'll be doing the hands-on application of that.
It's exciting.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited about it. Here, you know, I'm looking at, we've been using it a lot in our practice, and we've used some plant-derived, human-derived, and synthetic-derived. So we've used actually all three. Most recently, and what we're using at this time, is synthetic. And so I'm not saying that we won't switch again, because obviously as data evolves and we know more about it, we may switch again. But right now we're using an exosome line from a company called Promo Italia. And theirs is a synthetic-derived exosome. And where we're seeing, like, drastic differences in healing times is after our laser procedure.
Yeah, it's literally decreasing heal times by 50%, I would say by at least 50%.
Yeah, if not more.
If not more. And so it's pretty amazing the results that you get. So I'm excited to learn more. Maybe I should go to Colombia and listen.
It's going
to
be in Spanish, but come and listen. Well, I guess
you're speaking Spanish?
No, I'm not speaking Spanish. I'm going to speak English. That's the only language I know.
Wonder if you knew something I didn't know.
No, they'll have a translator there. You can understand what I say, though.
Yeah. So any other big travel that you have coming up?
That is the big one. We have a couple of vacations coming up, but work-wise, I think Colombia is a big one. I have a few other regular conferences. On my birthday weekend, we're going to be in Orlando teaching a cadaver class, and so I think that's the next big empire class that I have coming up. And there's a few in the fall that cadavers I'll be teaching. I know you always like to go to cadaver classes.
I do. I'm excited about those. And then we have a cruise that I'm very excited about.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of my...
That's your birthday present, right?
Yeah, that's what we're going to call it. He's wanting a big 50th birthday party. I'm saying let's forget about it.
We'll see. So he booked up the month of July so I can't have him a party.
I didn't book it up so he couldn't have a party, but that's what he thinks.
And now the world knows.
Yeah, put it out there. So hopefully we'll have the house done soon, where exosomes are in the clinic. So come and see us for exosomes. Hopefully people understand a little bit more about that. Have some exciting work stuff coming up, personal stuff coming up over the summer. And we both
have
sisters with kids that are graduating. So a niece and a nephew graduating in the next couple of weeks.
We're super proud. Two of the most handsome boy and the prettiest girl. And both of them are brilliantly smart and like super talented sports wise. So we're very proud of them. And you're going back to the blocks.
Yeah, I'm going back to the blocks for grad school. So that's going to be coming up into the summer. But really excited to learn more about business stuff. So today we've had kind of a fun day. I know you guys see these podcasts released over time. And so we film a lot of episodes in one day and release them weekly. But today we kind of did like a marathon of people that we met on the block. So we still have a lot more that we want to feature on here at some point. We kind of just schedule-wise had some that lined up with that they were available, we were available. And so today I think we had 5 guests on already. And so it was a lot of fun just kind of touching base with them.
It was fun to see everybody again.
Yeah. So yeah, that's going to be coming up. I'm going to be going back and just learning more about the grad school and their business things coming up in the fall.
And I'm going to miss that one. I'm on, it falls during my world championship horse show.
What horse shows you have coming up?
I have a 4th of July, Christmas in July horse show coming up. And it will be sometime during that week, not on the 4th. And I think my horse is going to show that I'm not going to go to. And then the next one that I'll do will probably be close to the celebration. And other exciting news at Skin and Tonic, a huge part of Skin and Tonic to us for a long time is always our patients. We have one patient, she just stands out in every aspect of her life, her personality, is Miss Donna Taylor, and I'm super, super excited that she is now officially engaged to Mike. They've been together for a long time. Mike's a great guy. And Donna, she's been wanting this, and I think the straw that broke the camel's back, she bought her a one-way ticket to Panama. And he's like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm not married. So
I love that. You know, I'll like leave the country in a heartbeat. So.
You will.
Yeah.
You will go. So congratulations, Donna and Mike. We cannot wait. And maybe we'll get to come to Panama and be part of that wedding. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Panama, the trips, the pictures always look beautiful from the trip. So yeah, congrats again. Anyway, lots of fun and exciting stuff. Stay tuned. The podcasts that are coming up in the next few weeks are really going to be super exciting. The guests that we're going to have on those. So I hope you guys understand a little bit more about exosomes. Stay tuned as we release our summer episodes. And we look forward to seeing you next week on another episode of Beauty and the Brain.
See you soon.